going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are very excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Mike Vogel, Vogue's Caps, on social media. Vogue's, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
How you doing, JP? B. Mitch?
What's up, man?
We're great, dude. B was at the game. I was there for the first period and had to roll. That atmosphere last night was awesome. Caps start the playoffs up 2-0 going to Montreal. What do you think of how this start to the playoffs is going?
I mean, the results are certainly good. You want to be up 2-0 going on the road. You protected home ice. Montreal can't win the series without winning a game in Washington. So obviously you're in good shape as far as that goes. My worry is that just kind of the way the two games have played out. Like I thought the Caps in both of those games had the better play for the first 40 minutes and just didn't have enough to show for it. They had 2-0 lead after 40 in the first game and 2-1 last night. And Montreal stormed at them both games in the third period, midway through in game one and kind of throughout last night. And Logan Thompson, obviously delivered last night. He was the difference in the win. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty pleased with the way they're playing defense. But, you know, credit to Montreal, too, because a young team, they were certainly deer in the headlights for the first 20 minutes of game one, but they seem to have settled in, and they're playing for such a young team with such a young blue line core, playing really good defense and making it tough. You look at the goals that are scored in this series, they're all just greasy, dirty goals from in front. The only one that was an absolute, like, rocket snipe from distance was the first one, and that's, you know, Alex Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer of all time, from his office. So it's playoff hockey. That is what we're seeing, but it's definitely a little tighter defensively than I was expecting going into the series between these two teams.
Mike, what is it about, like, the Caps sometimes? They get narrow, get down in their zone, and they just can't clear the puck. And I watched Montreal last night. Every time they get stuck, they flip it over the top. The Caps always try to pass it low, and for some reason, Montreal gets a stick on it every damn time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest part of the game, Beamish, is just getting out of your own end and doing it cleanly, because the best defense is good offense. You just want to be at the other end of the ice, make them play defense. And again, I think they've done a decent job of that for the first 40 minutes of both games, probably the first 50 minutes of game one. But, you know, Montreal's got a couple of really skilled young forwards on their top line. Their top line is incredibly dangerous. It was one of the best lines in the league over the last third, I would say, of the season. And so, and Spencer Carberry was talking about it yesterday morning. Like, these guys are young, they're kids, and so they can stay out on the ice longer. They can, if they get in your zone and they have the puck, they won't go to the bench and change. They'll just keep putting the heat on you. They got a lot of stamina. And you typically need to change while you're in your defensive zone. If you could pull that off, that's pretty much impossible to do in the second period. You might be able to do it in the first or third, but I honestly think that their breakouts, the Caps breakouts, that's what you're talking about, getting out of your own into the other.
Yeah,
have been pretty efficient for the most part. They looked a lot cleaner and crisper than they did toward the end of the season. So I'm okay. You're never going to get out 100% of the time untouched, unscathed. The other team's their whole MO is to try to swarm you, and you know that's what a whole playoff series is trying to make. You know, you're investing. Every shift is an investment. Hit every guy that you can. Make them skate as much as you can. Make them feel the pressure. Make them be under siege in their own end. If it doesn't pay off on this particular shift, the theory is it'll pay off a game or two later. Every little bit takes its toll over the best of seven series.
Talking with our friend Mike Vogel here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Vogues a follow at Vogues Caps, V-O-G-S Caps. All right, so we kind of got to something I wanted to ask you about. The top line for Montreal is playing what seems to me just a ton of minutes and these really long shifts. You mentioned the stamina and that they're younger guys, but over the course of I'm hoping it's a five-game series, but like over the course of night after night, could they get gassed? Like, how odd is the way Montreal is going about playing their top line that much more?
Well, it's kind of unusual, JP, actually. Like, I wrote about this yesterday and looked around the league. There's three teams out west that kind of operate that way, where they'll just, if their top line gets possession in the offensive zone, they'll say, hey, you go ahead. You're on your own, freelance. Do whatever you do. Minnesota's one of them. They have four of the top five guys in terms of average shift length. So Minnesota, Colorado, Edmonton, they've got Dreisaitl and McDavid. It's easy for them to do it. Most other teams, and the Caps are a great example of this, they've got more depth. So they're able to trust their lines below that top line. And you saw last night, Montreal down one goal going into the third period. They shortened their bench. They had three players that hardly played. One of them didn't play at all in the third period. A couple other guys got next to nothing in the way of shifts. And the guy who sat on the bench is Patrick Laine, who's one of the most dangerous goal scorers in the league, but he's just had a brutal two games so far. So Martin Saint-Louis parked him, and even in a one-goal game, thought that the risk of him turning a puck over or doing something, you know, that would hurt the team was higher than the probability of him tying the game. So, I mean, that's an amazing calculation to make on a player of his caliber. I think he was second or third player taken overall in the draft several years ago. But it's unusual, and I think to my knowledge, they're pretty much the only team in the Eastern Conference that has that sort of feature to their lineup. And I honestly think that in a year or two, they won't need to do that. They'll have developed more of their talent that's coming up. This is a team that's been in a rebuild for a few years, and nobody really expected them to get into the playoffs this year. So I think their coach is just trying to maximize their time here. They're underdogs, obviously, coming in, and I think they played great. I think they've really surprised people with the way they played, but I think he's just doing everything he can to kind of deliver them a win. If you think about where they are, similar to where the Caps were last year, same number of points, 91 points, 8 seed, sneaking in on the last night of the season. The sort of poorest puck possession team of the field of 16. So, you know, the odds are not great when you have all that attached to you, but just the experience of getting in is going to do them well. And they're not out of the series by any means either. But, you know, last year the Caps were able to get guys like Connor McMichael, Alexei Protas, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They were able to get them those four games against the Rangers. Didn't win any of them, but at least you know going in this year what that experience is like and how fast how fast-paced playoff hockey is.
Totally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, it's funny because I look at that similar to last year where the Caps had the negative goal differential. Well, this year Montreal has a negative goal differential. They just got hot kind of late in the season. I find this Canadiens team, honestly, like kind of easy to like. Like they're just a plucky young guys. I want the Caps to mow them down in this series, but just kind of in general. You mentioned Protas there, though. What is the latest there? We know Farivari's out. Obviously, dude, it freaked me out last night when it looked like LT got cut on the hand. I was like, how many skate cuts can this team handle in a month? But LT stayed in, was obviously great. What is the latest with Protas, though, coming back? When do you think that could happen?
I mean, it's hard to say. They're being really tight. I mean, they're typically tight, close to the vest with this sort of stuff. But it's even more so. Like you ask Spencer Carberry about it yesterday, and he's like, "Well, you'll see it at warmups." I don't think he wants to give the opposing coach any ammunition, and they're operating the same way. They're not discussing lineup alterations or tweaks with the media very much either. So I would expect. I mean, he has been on the ice. He has been skating. My hunch is he's going to need a practice or two before they are sure that he's going to be able to get out there. Now, I don't know schedule-wise here. Like, today is going to be very optional. I'm sure he'll go out and take a twirl for a few minutes today before we get on the plane to go to Montreal. And then there's a morning skate before the game tomorrow. There's a practice scheduled for Saturday, whether that actually comes off or not. Lots of times this time of year, practice just gets turned into an optional affair.
Right.
Guys are, rest is a weapon too. So I would say there's a little gap here, and who knows how this thing plays out. If it's going to be 4, 5, 6, or 7 games yet, we don't know. But there's a gap here after game 4. There's an extra day. So I would think that the way this is going to work is after game 4, if the series is still going, the game 4 is on Sunday. Monday would be a day off. Tuesday's probably a practice day. So if Protas can get out on the ice for that full practice day and he looks okay, I could see him coming back for whatever's remaining of this series, or if this series is over, then maybe the next one. But that's honestly just a hunch. I do think the way they've typically operated, and it was the same with LT when he was trying to come back, he had a couple of practices. And then even then, we did not know until game time,
right,
of game 1, who the starting goalie was going to be.
If they get the LT from last night for the next 6 weeks or so,
it could go a real long way.
He's been whole BS.
Yeah,
so
man.
Far, so.
Hey, folks, thanks for making time for us,
appreciate
dude. We
you,
really
man.
Appreciate it. Safe travels up north.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
Hi, bro.
All right, Mike Vogel. From the WashingtonCapitals.com. Check him out at Vogues Caps, V-O-G-S. A lot of great info. Just a great dude. Fun to talk to. Coming up at 11, we shift to the NFL draft. All the boys make their predictions for tonight, if it's a pick or if it's a trade. Then we're going to open the phone lines, let you make your picks, your trade predictions. Nobody go anywhere.